Welcome to Coronavirus, Christ and the Church, Part 2. Be ready. Local schools have closed. Colleges have transitioned to online formats. Restaurants have closed their dining rooms. Employees are working from home. People are no longer going to the store or hanging out in coffee shops. Many are staying home. So be ready. As the Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 3:15, in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15. Peter said, be ready. Be ready to explain to your neighbors why you are not depressed over the coronavirus outbreak, why you continue to have hope in Christ. For them to ask, they must first see you have hope. And to see your hope, they must first see you. One simple way I encourage you to simply go for a walk. Take your spouse, the children, the dog, or anyone else that will join you. Smile and wave to each neighbor you see. If it's appropriate, ask them to walk with you. And most importantly, pray. Pray that the Lord will have someone ask you to explain how you can have such great hope. And here's a bonus. Many studies have confirmed what common sense has told us all along. Walking outdoors tends to encourage all of us. It just feels good to get outside and exercise. And now health officials are suggesting that being outside makes it less likely to be exposed to the coronavirus. I just checked today's weather. The afternoon forecast looks great. I'm looking forward to going for a walk, and I pray that I'll be ready. I pray that you will be too. This is Coronavirus, Christ and the Church, Part 2, a ministry of Trinity Bible Church of Greer, South Carolina.